Well, are you ready to be blessed? Are you ready to be blessed? Okay, because I thought I was done with the, you know, we still have the Christmas stuff up here, and I thought I was done with this series, and I was praying about it this week, and I kept praying, I kept asking, and nothing was flowing, and I'm like, Lord, what in the world? And last night, I finally was like, okay, Lord, we got a time frame here, and we're really getting close. And he said, you're trying to find something new, but I got one more. And I was like, one more. Okay, Lord, how are you going to do this? And this is what he gave me. The joy of receiving, so giving is possible. The joy of receiving, so giving is possible. And we've kind of covered that over the last few weeks, but I've never seen it like this before. So are you ready? Ready to get your socks knocked off? This is awesome. Okay, at least I thought it was. So when I was thinking about the Christmas story and about what the Lord was sharing, he said this. There would not have been a Jesus from Mary if Mary hadn't received. Oftentimes we look at this story and we just go, of course, Mary received. Mary had a choice. Mary had a choice. She could have said, whoa, too much. I'm going to have stigma on my life. Everybody's going to think I'm different. They're going to think I'm weird. They're going to think I'm out there. I might lose friends. I might lose family. But what did she say? Let it be to me as you say. What was she saying? I'm receiving the Holy Spirit that you said would come upon me. That's what the angel said, right? The Holy Spirit will come upon you. So she had to receive that anointing to be able to give birth to the world a Messiah. Amen? So in the joy of receiving, it made it possible for her to give birth to a son. Amen? But that's not all. Are you ready? The next one. Oh, I guess I got a metaphor. Angels. The angel comes to the shepherds, right? And what do you say? I bring good, what? News. Good news. I bring good tidings of great joy, yes. But good news, right? That was the deal. He had good news to bring to the shepherds. And guess what? The shepherds had a choice. They could have ran away in fear. We've had other stories where people saw angels and they were so frightened, they ran away, right? But they didn't run. They stayed and received what? The good news. They received the word that God had for them. Amen? So why is that important? Because if you don't receive the good news, then you don't have something to share with others. Amen? What was the first thing that they shared with other people? The angels. The angels came and they told us about a baby. And we went and saw, and there he was. So they had to receive to be able to give the good news. But that's not all. Then you go to the wise men of our story, right? They were wise. They had been looking for what? For years, a sign, a star, right? But the wise men had a choice. When the star appeared, they could have said, oh, it's coincidence. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. Did they? No. They chose to go. They had an action involved, right? That was their receiving. They received the star as a sign and they went. Amen? And why is that important? Because when they got there, they what? Gave. So we have Mary receiving the Holy Spirit to be able to give Jesus to the world. We have the shepherds receiving the message from the angel of the good news so that they can share. We have the wise men receiving the star, but then the action that followed to be able to go and give. And the fourth picture is super important. This is us. We have a choice. We have a choice. We have a choice. We don't have to follow everything the Bible says. We will miss out on a lot, but we have a choice. And the choice is this. If you give your heart to the Lord, then guess what? Like Mary, you will receive the Holy Spirit. Why is it important to receive? So that you can give of Jesus from yourself. Is this awesome or what? You can give of Jesus from your his hands extended, right? Then we go to the angel and the shepherds. When you are a Christian, you do not have to read your Bible, but you will miss out if you don't. So when we read the Bible, we are reading the good news. And why is it important for us to read our Bibles and have the good news? So we can go and tell people about what we have heard and what we have seen. Amen? We receive the word from the Bible so that we can give to other people. Amen? Somebody comes up in your life and they're like, I'm struggling with this, or I'm really going through this. What do you need to give them? You can pray for them, but I think the greatest thing we can give them is the word. Why? Because then we pass on that word to them, and now they can fight for themselves with the word of God against the enemy. And then we go to the wise men. They saw something, and then they had to choose, do we go or not? The same thing is true for us today. When you see a truth in the word, you can choose to act on it or not. But when you choose to act, you are receiving that word and you are going forth and doing what God has called you to do. And when you arrive, you will be able to give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Is this awesome or what? The joy of receiving, so giving is possible. You are not going to be able to give of yourself fully if all three of these things are somehow missing. You'll be missing a piece of the story. And you have to have the whole story to be able to fully manifest in the presence of God and be able to give to people. You might be thinking, what in the world does this have to do with tithes and offering? Everything. Everything. Because the Holy Spirit inside us shows us the word. And it shows us that we are supposed to be giving a tenth of what comes in. Amen? And then offerings besides. And we know at this church that giving a tenth is not a suggestion. It's just what we do. Amen? Amen? And on top of that, the Lord may tell you, give here, give here, give here, give here. You have a choice. But if you will choose to listen to the Holy Spirit, to listen to the word he has given you and act on it, the blessings will follow. Do you realize that Jesus' ministry was fully funded by the wise men? When wise men came to a king, we've talked about this before, it wasn't the small boxes that we see and the jars. They had caravans. If you're in question, go back and read about Solomon when Sheba, Queen of Sheba, came to see him and what he returned to her. You see, that's a point we don't often realize, is they gave to Jesus, but what they received was a Savior that saved them. Amen? So when you are a child of God, and when you are listening to the Holy Spirit, receiving him in your life, reading your word, and then acting on it, then the blessings will flow, and you will have more than enough to give to every good work. Amen? Is this awesome? I was like, when the Lord started showing me this, I'm like, oh, connecting all the dots. My God, you're so good. He's so awesome in explaining things to us. Amen? So receiving and giving, they both have joy, right? But in this case, the joy of receiving makes your giving possible. So we do have to receive to be able to give. Amen? Grab your tithes and offering. Father, we just, oh, Lord, I am just so grateful for your enlightening, for your ability to be able to open up your word and to teach us as if we're children sometimes, to be able to show us, connect this dot to this dot to this dot. And Lord, I thank you for those truths that set us free. Father, I know that sometimes receiving can feel awkward almost. It's like, oh, I'd rather be giving. But Lord, help us to realize that we're receiving, and sometimes it's not even for us, it's for somebody else. And help us to listen to your voice. Help us to listen to the Holy Spirit inside us, Father. Help us to listen to your word. And help us to act on that word, Father, so that we stay in that constant flow of giving and receiving. Receiving and giving. Giving and receiving. Receiving and giving. The fountain pond that just keeps going and going and going. So that we can continue to be blessed, to be a blessing. We praise you, Father, for anointing every seed that is sown today. Bless the giver, Father. Multiply that. And Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for your anointing on the rest of his service. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen.
Give God a great big shout this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't it awesome to think? I mean, so many people, church should be a quiet, reverent place, which there's times of being, you know, I was reading through Revelation this morning. Actually, I think it was right before like the seventh woe or something, and it got really quiet. But that was right before the woe, you know what I'm saying? But how many know when the rapture happens, it says the angel will descend from heaven and then with a shout, right? Oh man, glory to God. Blazer fans were shouting last night. I mean, they were cautiously optimistic for the entire game. We got to go watch the Blazers and the Dallas Mavericks last night. And Kyrie Irving put on a show, man. But the Blazer fans, I mean, I got to hand it to them. They are faithful because their team is, they're young, they work hard, they put out a lot of effort, but they are nowhere near the top of the heap, right? But last night, man, they beat last year's Western Conference champion. And they were shouting. I mean, the streamers fell from the sky, right? Josiah got one of them. He said, I'm saving this. He's actually a Dallas Maverick fan, and it was fun to see them. But man, there's joy in Jesus, right? And it's cool to shout at a basketball game. But man, we got something real. We got a God who's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. And when the trumpet sounds, it is going to be a celebration. And I think church ought to be a rehearsal for that. We ought not come to church sorrowful and mournful and depressed. And I mean, it's a good place to come unload all that stuff, right? And be free of it. But it's good to be practicing. Somebody say practice. Practice your praises. Practice your shouting. Sometimes we got to look at ourselves in the mirror and just say, get happy. We win. Right? And just really, really be in the practice of worshiping and praising God. And today is no exception. As we end 2024, I don't know about you, but I've been looking forward to this year for the past 4 years. And then I started thinking, well, what about 25? Glory to God. Brother Copeland prophesied, 25, we're coming alive. Amen. And there's healing going on. There's revival. There's reformation going on, not just in the U.S., but around the world. And it begins with Christians coming back to their Savior. Right? With Christians remembering who Jesus really is. He's not just my Savior, but he is my L-O-R-D. My Lord. Somebody say, Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what the Christmas message is all about, is welcoming our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. And letting that light penetrate us, letting that light correct us. Has anybody ever needed any correction from God since you've been saved, right? I mean, that's why we have the manual, isn't it? This is the correction book, the course correction book of life. Hallelujah. Amen. And our foundation text for this entire season has been out of Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, which says prophetically, right? Isaiah spoke 700 years before Bethlehem. Now, they've been tough on the prophet ministry the past few years. Because that didn't happen. What God told you would happen didn't happen. Well, think about Isaiah. 700 years later. right? Hallelujah. So sometimes the word of God is for today, literally today. Sometimes it's for years from now. Hallelujah. I had a dream about 25 years ago after Shelly and I had just been married, and it was, and Father, be with that fire truck wherever it's going in Jesus' name and bring healing and deliverance. Hallelujah. Bless those firefighters, God. Amen. But I had a dream about 25 years ago, and it was this revival going on, and there were a couple of young men in the dream that were sons of pastors that I was under their authority and administering with them for in that time of life. And one of the kids in particular was going through some pretty tough stuff in his life. But those guys were in there and they were part of this revival. Right? And I in the dream I asked him, I said, "What's going on?" I named the kid's name. "What's going on?" He said, "It's Revelation 17. It's Revelation 17." Right? And I woke up, and I've never forgot the dream. And I told the minister and his son, and his son mocked me. "Oh, yeah, right, like I would ever be a part of something like that." So, well, I said, "Brother, I had the dream. That's what I saw. I'm just telling you what I saw, what I heard," right? Praise God. Well, just yesterday, I think it was, I was reading in my, we talked about your daily Bible reading. Well, this being December 28th, I'm in Revelation. At the end of the book, right? And I was reading Revelation chapter 17. And I've never, ever seen this before. I probably have. Obviously, you have. But in the past few years, I've been learning something called the seven mountains of societal influence, which I had never heard before, about Jesus reigning in politics, in business, family, media, arts and entertainment, education. What's the last one? Anyway, there's seven of them. The seven mountains of society. And you know what? In Revelation 17, it says, and I've never seen it anywhere else in the Bible, it talks a lot about mountains in the Bible, which I circle them and make a little mountain by it, because that's something God's been teaching me about. But word for word, in Revelation 17, it uses the phrase, the seven mountains. Isn't it interesting? God can tell you something and 25 years later give you a little more light on what you were dreaming about. God taking control by his people over these seven mountains of societal influence. "Arise and shine," it says, right? In Isaiah 60, verse 1, "For your light has come and the glory," somebody say the glory, "of the Lord is risen upon you." Glory to his name forevermore. And in John chapter 1, somebody say, "The glory of the Lord has risen upon you." Tell your neighbor, "The glory of the Lord has risen upon you." The light is dawning. John chapter 1, I just want to read the first few verses. And I so appreciate Akira and Josiah for being here today with us. What a blessing. It's like a visitation. When people that you love and that are ministering and just the call of God is on their lives and their lives have been about reaching people for Jesus, their whole family, in a continent across the ocean. It's like a visitation from God when people like that are in church, right? Plus, they're just such dear friends. But it's all about the light of God shining on us and shining to us and shining through us. But John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and I really want to look at verse 7 specifically, so we'll just read up to that. But it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light." Somebody say, "The light of men." "And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." That word also means overcome it. Somebody say, "The darkness cannot overcome the light." No matter how dark the devil tries to make it, the light will always overcome the darkness. Glory to his name forevermore. The wise men followed a big light in the sky, didn't they? Amen. Now, there was a man sent from God. Somebody say a man. God still sends men. Women, of course, too. A man sent from God whose name was John. The man came for a witness. Somebody say a witness. To bear witness. Somebody say witness of the light, that all through him might believe. Not all through John might believe, but all through Jesus. Amen? Glory to his name forevermore. So God still sends people. People. Have you noticed the devil uses people? And God also uses people. Jesus, hello, is a people. Think about that. There is a man in the Godhead. That's how God has raised his people up. Many Christians don't want anything to do with that. It sounds too, ooh. No. That's the power of the blood of Jesus and the light of God. And there are people that he has sent around the world to share his love and his light. And in just a minute, I'm going to have Akira. You know, I said, Akira, you don't feel like you have to work. You're our guest, but he has something he's going to share with. I have something to share with the people, so I'm not going to hold him back. Absolutely not. But I want to share a couple of things that came in online, too, from other people that are around the world as well. If you'll just bear with me a moment, and I will hit, let's see, source search. Okay, here's an email that came from Ara and Audi, and they're the ones that are with Star of Hope in Romania, right? And she says this, thanks for being close to us all this year, 2024. Somebody say close to us. How many know we're not close to them? But you know what she's talking about. Your giving, your prayers have touched many lives, many of which you will never see this side of heaven. Glory to his name. That's letting the light shine, right? Oh, what happened? Mayday, mayday. Oh, okay. I guess I'm preaching too much. There we go. We have been so blessed to know that you are praying for us and support our ministry for the needy children of Romania. Amen. Together with the parents who have children with special needs, we would like to send you our best greetings. Thanks that you helped us to wipe their tears of sorrow and bring instead hope and love. Somebody say light, right? In the name of Jesus, I thank you and the Redeemed Church for such generosity you show. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. May God bless you all and all and with appreciation. But she shared some pictures. There's Ara and one of the kids that you are touching with the power of God, right? This is so wonderful. These people from Romania. Scroll through some of these pictures. Hallelujah. You are doing this, church. Amen. Touching people all over the world with the love of God. Those are people that you have reached all over the world. That's Romania. And then we got another message from Randy and Louie. There's Alan. Alan sent me a smiley face. See that? Jim sent me a thumbs up. Reed said, yeah, Steve, whatever. Just kidding. Oh, this is the one I want. Mrs. Livinga, she sends me kissy faces sometimes. Anyway. Hang on, let me get that up a little higher. Hey, there they are. You know them, right? Here we go.
Hey, Redeemed Church, Randy and Louie Mitchler here. Thank you guys so much for the blessing that you have been to us, like a refreshment from heaven, for not just this year, for many years. And we just want to thank you guys so much. You mean so much to us, your family, and we're so grateful, and we wanted you guys to know.
You have been so amazing. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas, that you would enjoy this season, not only with your family, but being able to share with others all the faith and hope and love that is with you.
Amen. God bless you guys. Merry Christmas.
Somebody say amen, right? Let somebody say, let your light shine. Amen. Go back to our home screen. So those are some special messages from some very special people. Source search. Hey, and we're back. Amen. Yes. So there was a man who was sent to bear witness of the light. And we saw some of these people, right? Amen. And my verse from a couple weeks ago, if you'll remember, was one of the great ones was Matthew 5, 14 and 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Somebody say amen. And we have a very, very special, special, precious message coming from a very, very special, precious person today in the flesh. Akira, would you please come, sir? Thank you so much. Oh, bless you, my brother. Here you go. Here you go. The wand of power.
See? You guys are now watching the YouTube thing, screen, right? You can see me, maybe, or these people, wonderful people, but I'm here in time and space. Can you? You can touch. Do you see it? Yes. Blessing. You got to do it. You remember this one? Receive the Holy Spirit, always. Thank you so much, and thank you, Shelley. I was just gazing at this picture like, oh my goodness, this is me. And all these things with me, but also the pictures. Okay, so there are so many things came to my, she said, enlightenment. Like, you know, if you are aware of the Holy Spirit, if you know who you are as the sons and daughters, if you know Jesus the Savior, you're following always. It's 24/7. You're like, bam, 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 bam. So one of the things I was so blessed is, you guys, Shelley blessed us with men, right? Like, whoa. And then we went to the game last night at the what's the name of the center? Yeah, that name was different when I was there 10 years ago. What's that? Is that Verizon or something, Arco or? No, the basketball place. A Rose Garden, right? Yeah, I went there 10 years ago and for the Promise Keepers. Do you know what Promise Keepers thingy for the older guys going to pump up and yeah? And we was like, yay! I was a seminary student. And we finished and we got out and we got on the max, right? As soon as everybody got out of the max, all the boys, I was like, what is that pumps at all the boys, you know? And then they're out and it's gone. I was like, something is missing. We need something. And tonight, this morning, I was, you know, Shelley doing things that this is really important thing. I think now, 10 years ago, something was missing. But again, 25 things, something's happening. And the men's needs to be, well, let's say it this way. First, through Jesus, we need to become the child of God. If you don't know, you have to start with a baby and spend 10 years, and then you become sons and daughters. And eventually, you become men. But I realized this. We won't become a really man until we get to see Jesus face to face. That's what I see it. I need to grow and as sons, always. And until I see Jesus face to face. And then I'm finally going to the family. Yes. So right now we are always in a season and process to become growing. So thank you, Shelley, for the... Where's Shelley? I don't see. Okay. So thank you for Shelley. And really? It's great. And all these pictures, I was, wow. And this is what I'm doing. So starting with the Holy Spirit, right? Baby need the Holy Spirit. You need the Holy Spirit in order to reach out and you share Jesus. You don't have Jesus. I went to Mount Loma Biblical Seminary. These are the great schools started by John Mitchell, who loved the Lord. But when I was there, again, it's from the Dallas Seminary background, which means the Holy Spirit is a different thingy. And you meet with lots of good people, but they always told me, the Holy Spirit, the New Testament, you read the book of Acts, and those things are wonderful, but these things are for the early churches. So book of Acts 28 is them, right? So you don't see all these things, and don't forget, don't worry about it. And then there is no Acts 29, right? I remember that Steve has told me we are in Acts 29, so you need to have the 20 and that Holy Spirit if we really want to serve the Lord and do His work. Otherwise, only Haiti, and otherwise you die. Multnomah died. I'm sorry. They were born into the different company and the school. The church next to it, Central Bible Church. Do you know what it is? There's a Bible big church there. It's gone. I didn't know this. Like, what happened to this Bible church? But you know it. They by choice, they say, we don't need the Holy Spirit. We can do with our own strength. You know, at the head, we only logic, and you can do it. I'm so sorry. But you need the Holy Spirit. And then the message of the good news. What am I doing there? I'm teaching in Japan, and what am I doing? I'm sharing me? Am I sharing American Christianity or Japanese history? No, I'm sharing good news of Jesus Christ. And that's the only thing Jesus saves. And only Jesus, who is Jehovah's Witness, teaches that they came. Jesus is a great guy, but he died for us. That's it. So we celebrate his funeral. That's it. No, we don't teach the victory of Jesus Christ, who is risen from the dead. So that's the good news, and you need that good news that Jesus, even Christmas time, he came, his birthday was here. We celebrate his birthday so that eventually we have his victory. Well, we receive his victory. So you need that. And then that one, you know, Shelley forgot one word. I was like, I got it. They were wise. Oh, right? If you are... You are a human being. You have two choices. You want to be foolish or you want to be wise. Right? Got it? And simple. Human beings are made simple. I mean, if you are wise, you need to make a wise choice. See? Choice, right? She was talking about choice. Steve was talking about choice. If you want to be wise, get a wise choice. And that's Jesus. You know. And that's basically, I was like, yeah. And the last one, the cross that we, right, that's I'm going to share with you. And thank you so much, by the way, joy of the receiving, because I'm here because of your tithing. We are here, and Josiah would not be here this Christmas time without your tithing and the prayers. So this is a real testimony. This is, again, you know, touch me. I'm here. Yeah, because I didn't think about this until 2 or 3 weeks ago, right? I was like, okay, Josiah is going, good for you. And then Melanie got the email, like, hey, Shelly and Steve emailed me this. Like, what? I'm going? What? So, of course, I have to think, really? I haven't been there for 10 years. See, but I have to be wise. Okay, what is a wise choice I have to do? And I have to make a step of choice, right? Choice of step? Anyway, okay. So I did a wise by faith come here. So I believe that again, that what I'm going to share with you will be a blessing to you all. Okay, so my wife, I wrote the English thingy, and my wife, Melanie, checked my English. So that's all. So I'll be reading the thing until, so let that please be patient with me. So I'm thankful for being here today. Thank you for inviting Josiah and me. And thank you for the gifts, again, for the prayers. Always prayer. We need prayers. prayer changes. Okay, we believe it. And don't, I was a part of the prayer movement, 24/7 prayers. Young people, they are young. So once they got in the younger family, started family, and they started to kind of settle down and lost the fire, right? And we are here, and hey, come on, what are you doing? Why are you settling down? I thought you were in the fire. Come on, keep praying. So that's what you're doing, you know. So keep praying. Prayer is you can do. It doesn't matter if it's a baby or the age and the senpai, you know. You could pray always. And you could pray, if you are able to pray in the Holy Spirit, that's great. You can take a walk, prayer walk all the time, you know. And during the COVID time, you don't like to think about mask, right? I love those things, you know, because I covering stuff, you know. People have no clue I'm just doing the thing or phone thingy, and people think that I'm listening to the talk on the phone. No, I was talking to the Lord, you know. So those things are important. Again, that comes from the Holy Spirit. And just one thing, if you know Jesus, you are sons and I mean you are becoming a child of God, which means you have a Father in heaven, right? And then the Father gave you the great gift to you, that is the Holy Spirit. So if your father gave you a gift in the Christmas present, you say, no, thank you. I don't need it. You don't do that, but that's what Christians do. If you know you are sons and daughters, you know if he is your father and he gave you the gift, here we go, it's for you. You need it, and I love you. That is the Holy Spirit. So would you receive? It's your heart. It's a heart issues. If you are a child of God, and your father, Abba Father, is giving you Holy Spirit, and take it, and you will know, you will change. And then lots of people say, oh, I have to speak in the different language. Well, have to. No, if you simply receive as your sons and daughters, a child, it will come naturally. It changes. It's just an inside thing. Your identity has changed. Then you don't need to me. You know, so receive the Holy Spirit. Okay, do I have time? Deja vu? No time? Good, okay. So, we have lived in Japan for 10 years, and I have known the Livingwood family since before Josiah was born. Yeah, and we even have a picture of Steve holding Lacey, and me and Josie, and do you know who was holding Josie? Mr. Donut Man. Oh, yes. Yes, you know Donut Man? It's a video show of the Sunday school thing before the VeggieTales. VeggieTales, not destroyed, but changed the whole Christian education with anime. But before that, there's a Mr. Donut Man with a donut thingy. You know, you have a hole, and you need to fill the hole with the thing, and you need a Jesus. And he came to the church that back then that Steve and Shelley was serving, and we met Mr. Donut Man. And whoa! So we have still that picture. Yeah, so if you don't know the Mr. Donut Man, please check YouTube. It's good. It has lots of good teachings. I don't think we need that. America, we need Donut Man's more. Yeah, so we share great memories with these families, and not only the families and friends, and we are also a kingdom family. So, okay. Since I'm in the U.S. with you now, I'd like to share that what I have been doing in Japan. Then, when I go back to Japan this Friday, you will all know that I'm doing in Japan for Jesus. That picture, please be aware of that picture. As a missionary, I do several things. I play the double bass, wood bass, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, actually, I'm gonna meet with tomorrow or this week. I don't know, do you know the great jazz bass player living in Portland, David Reason? Anyone? David Reason. He's a renowned player, and his sister is
Diane King.
Okay, anyway, so they are both believers. And so I'm going to spend, he said, oh yeah, Akira, I'm going to meet you. So yay! So I'm going to spend time with David Friesen and some chat. And I played, because I play the double bass as a Christian, he's a jazz musician as a Christian, so we have some common place. So I'm going to see him tomorrow. Anyway, I play the double bass. I make tracts in Japanese and booklets. And I post lessons on the New Testament Greek on YouTube. Because I love the Greeks, you know, something I received from the Multnomah. And lately, I have been singing hymns and Christian songs on the street. Actually, on the stage, on the property of the city hall of Yamato City, where we live. I do it once a month, usually by myself, with
no mic.
And I call it as a sing-along. And I sing hymns for 1 hour. The stage is free for any resident in the city, but political and religious activities are prohibited. Every month, I have to apply for permission to sing the hymns while inviting anyone who wants you to join me. So basically, I cannot preach. But I just want to share and sing the hymns together. And just like all the senior people love to sing all things, and they know that Jesus loves me, I'm going to share this song. Would it be okay? and they say, yes, as long as you don't, talk about religious stuff, that's fine. So each day, I pray, and I receive the permission each month. So every third of Thursday, I sing hymns on the stage while the security is guarding in front of the city hall. So often the security guard is the only audience, right? So I'm singing right there. There's one guy over there. So I sing to Jesus, to him, with a normal. Jesus loves me, this I told it to you, So that's what I'm doing to that with no mic. Yeah, And you don't need, all you have to do is faith, boldness, and nice. You can't scream. You cannot yell. So you have to be kind of loud. So you have to learn about how to sing without microphone. Right, Josiah? Okay. He knows. I've been practicing a lot. So anyway, and I am smart, wise. So because I know that there are those people there, so I choose the hymn because I can sing hymns. Right? I cannot preach. I have a right to choose. So I choose something like a victory in Jesus, or Jesus saved me, that kind of in Japanese, so that they could get also, God's word, So when people are walking around, and it's fun, it's very fun, and even Christians pretend you're not listening, walking around, and that time, but make sure I want to get some God's word, like the word redemption. Or redeem, save, or Jesus, victory. I'll choose this song is very revival. You need a revival. The people are sleeping. The church is really kind of, come on, are you awake? Come on, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo. Because there are so many people walking around, you don't know which church belong to, but they don't, the church is kind of there, but you don't see the church. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I have to say, a revival song is too. And the older generation knows these revival songs. So I just be aware, I gotta sing this with no mic, but in front of the city hall, and the mayor is there, but I sing it like this for 1 hour. And you just need faith and boldness. But today, those who are standing, stood here, and we received sons and daughters' spirit, then you know who you are, there's something. It's not your strength. It's just faith, you can do it. Just like Peter. You need just one mustard seed to do these things. Yeah, and who is most happy for you? Jesus. And also, it's fun thing is, people, this is amazing. Those who are say yes, and come closer to you, 90% they know Holy Spirit. It's interesting that people who are aware of the Holy Spirit knows other people who are living by, led by the Holy Spirit. People only know that the heady knowledge of Jesus only criticizes if they are not part of what you're doing. But they know, oh, I know, and they, what, I don't do that, I would not do this, but I think that he's doing by the led of the Holy Spirit. And there's some kind of shake hand feeling. So it's really fun to see this thing going on. So, okay, by the way, here we go. The Lord has given me a vision. Vision. And by faith, this is what the vision means. In the book of Daniel, chapter 3, in the furnace where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown, that king, you know the name, big king name, Nebuchadnezzar. One more time. Thank you so much. King Neb. You know, the vegetable did a King Neb, right? I love that. Anyway, the king saw the form of a fourth man, yep, who was the son of man. It's just beautiful. Do you see the story and you see the vision in your head? You know, that kind of thing, right? And then in my vision, I also see the form of a man, but he's not the son of man. The form of a man I see is carrying a cross on his back. So at first, I did not understand what this vision meant. But as I continued to sing hymns on the street every month, one day I understood the meaning of the vision. Let me explain. This man in my vision was carrying the cross of a church building. The cross is the center of a church, right? And the cross is located at the in front of the sanctuary. You go to the big church inside. Well, I'm talking about not the outside one. You go inside and worship place. There's always big church and then the cross there, right? And then, but in my vision, the man, or this man, walks to the sanctuary, reach out, and take the cross with his hand, and then carries the cross on his shoulder, and he walks outside the church building. And then, as my vision continues, I see him standing with the cross on his shoulder on the streets outside the church building. What does it mean? It means that I am also carrying the cross, but it's invisible. Can't see it. And then the cross is not my cross, but the cross of Jesus. I'm carrying. So whenever I sing the cross street, I carry the cross, that cross, not mine, that cross. And then place the cross right next to me on the stage. And then I sing Jesus on the street outside the church building. I sing Jesus with the cross, but outside, and that's what I do on the street. Now, I would like to sing a hymn for you with no mic as a testimony. All right? So important, right? So I'm going to sing the old-time song, Lord's Prayer. You know what it is? Okay, good. Thank you. You guys are old-timers. Woo-hoo! And this song is well, but here you go. This song is well-known to Christians who grew up in the church, but not to anyone else. But this song is a great song to introduce Jesus to anyone who has never been to church or who has never prayed at home. And most of all, the Lord's Prayer is a great gift to all from the Lord. Remember, Lord, teacher, teach me how to pray. You know, and then it was Jesus say, okay, you got to pray like this. It's from Jesus, right? It's not like the smart people wrote down okay, here we go. You know, not like an Apostle Creed. It's from the Lord. And it started with a beautiful, isn't it? Our Father in heaven. Oh, You know, it's like, you get there, like, wait a minute, is he, what did he say? It's our Father. You change it. It's not just God. It's He's our Father. And oh, praise the Lord. And this is, I've been thinking, studying about this fatherhood of God. And then they are, I'll let you know, just two things quickly. They just like that in the church, they are holy, there's a division or some kind of a line. You know, it's almost like, I'm sorry, political, like blue and red. There is a line, the Holy Spirit of the church. Okay, Holy Spirit, is the Acts 29 available? Yes or no? You see it there? And you meet with people and you understand this difference. Like, okay, this church, okay, that's kind of church. But this church, okay, I can feel who. And same thing about fatherhood of God. Okay, just be aware. There are two movements. One is a negative one. Jesus only use this term father in order to kind of help to understand who is God is like. So Jesus is using the word father is a kind of analogy. He's not actually father. It's, you don't know, this is from the guy from Regent College. You know, it's just like, oh my goodness. So basically, those people, it's amazing. Those people never use and pray Father. They're always God. It's just like, where is the Father? And the people who grew up and without knowing this, you can tell there's no such a one or two, nothing. They pray or they preach in the church, but you never say Father. It's creepy, but it's the truth. You need to listen to the TV thingy, and which means you are in the same level as you are worshiping the Muslim God or Hebrew God. You know, Hebrew people never say Lord, Yahweh. I talked to the Jewish Christians, you know, 10, 20 years ago. You know, people say Yahweh, right? Yahweh. And then I talked to the Jewish Christian, would you be comfortable singing this one? And they say no. Because Yahweh is a too holy name for the Jewish Christians. So, again, so it's kind of calling God as the Father is a big challenge for Jewish Christians too, but it's a privilege. And if you know who you are, child of God, and if you receive the word of teaching, Jesus, and take it by faith, you can call Father, Him. That's something. But so next time or whenever you talk with the people, especially the ministers, you know, just it's a sign, or just like a, not a test, but you be aware. And those who are just loved, filled with the presence of the Lord, they always pray, Father. And they know when to say Abba or Daddy. It's just beautiful. And you feel like, I want to spend time with you. Can I talk more? You know, with these ministries. So, this is a very important thing, the Lord's Prayer. Yeah. So, Lord's Prayer is a gift from the Lord. By the way, do you know who famously sang this song in the high notes in the U.S., higher than any tenor opera singers? Our Father, right? Who is famous? I've been singing, I'm checking the YouTube. Do you know who can sing this song higher than any opera guys? You know, I give you a hint. I'm staying at the Washugo Best Western, right? And there's a poster there, you know, auction. And there's a guy with somebody smiling with Johnny Cash. Okay, so who's smiling with Johnny Cash? Right? Elvis. So if you check YouTube, Elvis, Lord's Prayer, and there's a video, and it's kind of he's playing with it. But he could sing really high the Lord's Prayer. And it's just, whoa! But you cannot imitate, because he's special, right? But so tonight, today, I'm going to sing in English, actually, with the same key as the Perry Como. Do you know Perry Como? Or George Beverly Shea? Is it Shea or she? Shea, you know, Mr. Billy Graham, that amazing, like, without Jesus. But he sings in the B flat. It's just beautiful. It's natural. So we could try to sing with that Lord's Prayer with the B flat. So I'm going to sing twice and twice. With one is a low key in the Japanese, so you could hear me. And the second one, we play in the B flat. Now, this is, okay, so I sing on the street. I can't use this. Do you know what it is? You do? Oh, some people know. Thank you. This is the invention. This is set me free. I don't need to bring my bass. I don't need to bring guitar. I don't need to bring ukulele. This is called pitch pipe. Or some people smile. You know this one. Can you raise hand? Do you know what this? Just no. Can you raise? No one knows. You do. Yeah. Thank you. This one. So basically, it is a sign there, right? So it's F, is F. So what a friend we have in Jesus. In the hymn book, it's usually it's F. Right? But this is a little bit high for me. So I change using this lower. Boo. A little bit too high, so I'm going to change. So, oh, if I change the C, and I can sing with a low, with a loud. So this pitch pipes allows me to sing on the street without yelling. Okay, and this one, by the way, helping you, if you're serving with a senior care, and those musics are usually too high. You have to lower the keys. This helps you. Although all the people right now have the smartphone thingy, you know, right? You guys have all the thing, a different thing, right? But this one, yeah, it's very important. So, yeah, let me sing two things. So, first one in Lord's Prayer in Japanese, and second one is in English. So, in English, if you know the song, please join and sing along with me.